content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Rosalie Robinson in studio with me and Daniel Tagg. I love you guys. You were on my list yesterday when I was thanking everyone on our 7-year anniversary.
I mean, 7 years is amazing.
Well, you know, what's funny is I said, you were kind of bunched in with Robin Perry Braun and Dr. David Young, and then I forgot you, Daniel, in the first round when I came back from break. Well, no, but I had you on my list, but I got so emotional on the air that I fumbled my papers and mixed them up, and so I had to come back and give you the kudos.
And I'm relatively new compared to some other people.
So. Well, yeah, but I went right from the very beginning. Gotcha. I went from right the very beginning. The part of the story that I didn't tell Diamond, I don't even know if I've ever told you this, and Diamond is officially going to be the new producer of One Life Radio while Lexi has her baby here in the upcoming months as her belly grows.
Yesterday
I was having this with tears in my eyes, telling Lexi how much I appreciate her and love her, and I couldn't have done it without her, that she was a true game changer for the show, and her mic was dead.
People probably thought I was so mean. I was just like, I can't say anything. You can't hear me, people.
Oh my gosh, it was so funny. But you know, I didn't get to tell this part of the story is when they first called me to I was going to advertise on that other show, Health, Wealth, and Happiness. They said, well, you can call in. We'll do like a little tease. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be on the radio. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And I was at Adrift that day and I was so wigged out and so nervous. I went behind Adrift to smoke a cigar and drink some wine before I went on the air just to try to calm me down, you know? And all I said was, oh yeah, can't wait to see you tomorrow. And that's all I said. And I got myself all worked up over nothing, but it was awesome. Funny. Isn't that stupid?
But you got a good cigar out of it.
That's weird. Usually you have like scotch or something with a cigar, not wine.
Well, right? You know, yeah. I might start drinking whiskey again because yes. I heard that whiskey's good for your voice. And I've got some recordings I have to do and a sultry voice.
Well, there you go. I'm telling you, whiskey's my number one.
And I kind of have a sultry voice when I want to anyway. But I'm gonna that wasn't even my best. It's got to be real. No, I'm actually going to practice with my voice teacher because there's a spot that I want to do that includes like singing a little sexy song.
Really?
Yeah. So did you know I'm taking voice lessons?
No.
I haven't seen you in months. I haven't.
So,
but yeah, you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it. Okay. So I'm not just talking the talk. I'm walking the walk.
Nice for you.
Yeah. But it's fun. That. It's really fun. And once I have to tell everyone out there that thinks that they might like to sing that once you get your voice warmed up, it's amazing what you can belt out.
Really?
So don't give up.
Oh.
Do you have to do like those speaking drills where like you say a whole bunch of like tricky words together that like you have to roll the tongue and do all that kind of stuff?
Not yet, but I've had to do this. I'm almost embarrassed to do it on the air.
Okay, come on, do it.
But
do it.
You have to do this at the beginning. Amy Seltzer is my teacher, or my instructor, so it's like this.
Oh, wow. So they really do that. I just thought that was like crap in the movies.
No.
Oh,
it's real.
Wow.
No, and she's very, very highly educated in this field of music, and she's an incredible musician and vocalist as well.
Wow.
So, but yeah, so anyway.
That's pretty cool. I want to take improv. That's what I want to do.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Marina Sprocky did that. That used to be one of the producers. I mentioned her yesterday on the air, too. She loved it.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. I've heard that's like a huge game changer.
Yeah. Well, and I can see that because and I think that's how I've gotten better on radio because I get so nerved out. And even sometimes I do now, you know, like sharing personal stories. I get off the air and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I just said that, you know? but I did that yesterday, actually.
You do that like every day, Bernadette.
I did an Asian impression yesterday at the end of the show.
All right, I missed it.
About MSG.
Come on. Oh, no, come on. Just do repeat.
You want me to do it again?
Please.
I do
please,
it again.
Please.
I'm you're gonna nerve me out.
It's my gift. Come
okay.
on, man.
All right. Okay. Why you not like MSG?
Oh, that's That's funny.
And that's from a story. Okay, so you know, I'll give you the backstory on that. So my daughters and I one night were trying to decide to go to Royal China or Royal Thai. Okay, so Vinny wanted to go to Royal China, and Nia wanted to go to Royal Thai. And so we were in the restaurant, and they were still arguing about it. Wow. And Nia was complaining about, I don't like their food. I don't like Royal China. And one of the wait staff heard her, and she said to her, "Why you not like Royal China?" You know?
Oh, no. And she answered exactly the way you just did?
Yes. Why? Yes. Why? And so I just thought it was so funny. So every time we go out for Chinese or Thai food, I always go into that. Why you not like Royal China? You know?
Oh my gosh.
Do you do voices around your house? I grew up in a home where we did voices.
Of course I do. I do it all the time.
Okay, give me one of your voices.
Give you one of my voices? I have so many. I mean, really. Come on, Bernadette.
Is that, that's a British one, I'm
that
guessing.
That is one, for sure.
For sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a little, that's, you know, okay, give me another one. It's pretty good. It's not the best I've heard. I'm just being honest.
Fine, Bernadette. You know, you always got to make it hard. Let me think a little bit here.
So how many people you think do this, do little voices? I'm going to ask, Lexi, you do voices all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
You do. What about you, Daniel? Do you do voices?
No.
You don't?
I'm
just
a very
you're
quiet
so, you're
guy.
So darn nice. That's why.
I don't know about you being quiet.
I do the texts, like, you know, how everyone says y'all here. Like, I won't say it in a true sentence, but I'll be like, you know, y'all come over now. You know, it's like, I'll make fun of that, but that's about it.
Yeah.
He's so genuine. That's what's nice about it.
Hey, I think I got a girl for you.
Oh, do you?
I'll talk to you about it during the break.
We want to marry him off. I hope she's got to be good stock. She's got a lot of people.
You should have seen it 2 weeks ago. She was putting out like email feelers. She's trying to set me up with the girl that was on right before. on air. Yeah. It was, my mom loved that, by the way.
Did she? Cassie Bjork. I think that you'd make a swinging couple.
But she loved that whole show.
See, the swinging part.
Not swinging.
That's going to fly.
Not that kind of. No. No. What's up with that?
Oh, there are all these women that'll be so picky. I'm just saying. No, he's got a whole set of sisters.
I think Cassie
here.
would be good for you. And Aviana's boyfriend, Luke, has a sister who is a Christian. She's a Christian, and she's also a virgin, because I know that's important to you.
Yes.
And not because you just, you know, want a virgin, but because of, you know, you want somebody that is not.
Takes it seriously. And
sex seriously.
It's not like a requirement type thing, but it's like, yeah.
Would prefer it. If it was on your list, your perfect woman, that would probably be on the list, right?
It's on the want to, not the have to list.
Okay.
I have a have to list and a want to list.
What's a have to? Okay, what's have to?
Have to is she has to be a Christian. She has to be a practicing, like trying to grow her faith.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, okay.
She has to be a genuinely nice person. Has to be into health and fitness and nutrition. Like, not like crazy, but it's like, it's got to be a part of her life because that's a big part of my life.
She has to be sweet.
Yeah. And we have to agree on, you know, big political type things. And we need to be able to agree on biblical raising of kids and how we're going to run finances and everything else. Those are all must. We have to line up on those.
Mm-hmm.
If we can't come to a compromise on them, that's just a no-go.
Well, that's smart, because if you're going to have children, which I'm sure you are, you want to have a solid foundation and you want to stay together, because it is very difficult on children. Divorce can be extremely difficult on children. And it's best if you stay together.
Yeah.
For the children, but maybe not for yourself. You don't think
so?
It depends upon the couple. It depends upon the marriage. You're saying. If you're being abused, no, get out of the marriage.
Yes.
But if it's just like, you know, you've got, don't get me started.
me looking at you circumspect. I'm just saying, I've had this conversation a couple of times with a lot of different women, and it's so funny, and even a guy.
Yeah.
And where we netted out was, it's actually better to part, because the example you end up creating for the child isn't a good and healthy one.
Yeah.
The child doesn't see a couple that's together, that's in love, that, you know, gives them the example of, this is what my relationship should be like.
Mm-hmm.
They're little tells, and children are so observant that unless you can really subjugate yourself and say, no, this is a relationship that's important to me. Not it's about the child. It's about this relationship is important to me. I think it's better to say no, part ways, because it's a terrible example for children.
I agree.
Yeah. I tend to agree. But I also think you should do your homework ahead of time, and you shouldn't sleep together very quickly, because then that's not love that you're experiencing. Mm-hmm. That's,
Animal magnetism,
and you know what? And what's that? We heard something about, if you're on the pill, it changes your pheromones, and so you might be attracted to the wrong person.
Really? I didn't know that.
And it's actually horrible for a whole bunch of hormones. It can throw your hormones completely off.
I know.
It's horrible for you.
Really? Yeah.
There's actually a way to do it within your cycle that is actually an all natural way. Like if you look up Dr. What is her name?
Kelly, Dr. Kelly Brogan is who.
That's one of them.
She's been on the show. Yeah. Amazing. Mm. But she talks about, and I even think that that's what triggered my anxiety in my early 20s is a birth control pill. Absolutely, because it made my hormones so messed up. Mm. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of women experience that. And you know that Rosalie was in Amsterdam and, Paris. She went to Amsterdam and Germany.
Yep, Frankfurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to live just outside of Frankfurt in a little town called Rüdesheim.
Oh,
Rüdesheim.
Yeah.
How long did you live there for?
I lived there for about almost 2 years, right out of high school, basically.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, my parents said I ran away from home, but I really didn't. what a great experience. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I could see that. It's a beautiful country, but I loved the Netherlands more than I did. Than I loved Frankfurt. Yeah. I think München, Munich, the other side of Germany, is fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I got the freshman 15, even though I wasn't in college. 15 pounds of drinking German beer. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, there's this one story where I was talking to my feet after two beers.
Talking to your feet?
Talking to my feet. And then, I would like to tell the other half of that story, but I probably shouldn't.
That's good enough. Leave them hanging.
All right, everyone. We have a great show coming up. Rosalie Robinson and Daniel Tagg. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Down. Can make my day without making a sound. Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. It's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans, but they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education. And I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Wow.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Daniel Tagg in studio and Rosalie Robinson. Rosalie Robinson is the founder of Newly. That's a new word in your outline, in my outline.
It is.
In your bio.
It is.
Newly. Okay. Okay. So that's your company that you founded?
Yeah.
Awesome. I love it. It's spelled N-U-O-O-L-Y.
Yeah.
And so is there a website that we can go to that's like newly.com?
It's exactly it.
Okay.
It's that simple.
Okay. Newly.com. All right. So Rosalie Robinson is the founder of newly.com and vice president of human resources for Motorsport Aftermarket Group. She is our in-house human resources expert, and she has over 30 years HR leadership experience working with both Fortune 500 companies and small businesses. So good to have you back in studio. You laugh at all my jokes. I've missed that. So protecting ourselves at work.
Yeah.
What the heck? What is this about?
I'm telling you, it's one of these really important issues. I don't think people realize how many folks die every year because of violence at work.
Really? Right? How many?
Yeah. Well, there's over 2 million.
Whoa.
What?
In the U.S. or in the world?
It's the world.
Okay.
Okay.
So one of the things...
Well, if you're including the whole world, I could see that because, you know, there's some violent places in the world.
Yeah.
There really are.
Each year, there are violence in terms of the workplace. So you have bullying, homicides, things of that nature. There's a really neat statistics from the Bureau of Labor Statistics that 70% of U.S. workplaces have no formal program covering workplace violence.
Hmm.
So there's not a practice to, like, help people understand what should I do. So let's say... I think the thing most people think of is a bad relationship, right? Something that goes just sour outside of work.
Yep.
And so you have maybe a stalker boyfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or ex-husband or something. And, you know, people think, okay, I'm going to get a restraining order. And they often forget work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want them restrained not to come near my house.
Restraining orders are worthless.
But they can't do anything
really
until afterwards. Yeah.
They're worthless.
Yeah.
But the key is you want to be able to take steps to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you consider violence at work, you really want to know, one, what are those policies for your workplace? Two, you really want to know, how do I protect myself? Because people always say things like, you know, run, hide, fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, run where? Where am I running to at work, right? And, you know, if I'm hiding, where am I hiding and fighting who? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm the first one to run. I'm not fighting anybody if I don't have to.
Well,
where can I get away from?
Well, so what are some of the major issues related to self-protection at work?
Well, some of the major issues are, one, you know, understanding the company policies that exist to protect all of us. So they're, you know, here in Texas, we allow people to have open carry weapons if you have the appropriate license, or concealed carry. And then there are buildings that are like, I don't want you to have anything in my building.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, like iHeartMedia.
Yeah. And you're required to have signage on the front according to penal code. And if you don't, you can't keep me from having my concealed or potentially open carry weapons within the building.
Right.
Unless they ask you verbally, then you do have to leave with it.
Yes. So I think the key is, well, first and foremost, understanding what those practices are to keeping you safe in the building and what you can and cannot have to help yourself feel safe. So we have a worker, so, for example, who works pretty late at night. She's single, or, you know, she works there by herself in the evenings. And so her concern is, I'm in a pretty isolated area here. I don't feel safe if I don't have my handgun with me in my purse.
She needs to have it out and ready to roll, too. She needs to walk like a badass. Seriously, I'm thinking of times when I've shut down restaurants adrift late at night. Now, you're pretty safe in Preston Center, but you never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
That I always think back to something Daniel has said in the past. It's that sense of false security that will cause you to be a victim.
Right.
So you always have to be prepared.
Yeah, you want to walk. You really do. Like, we talked about this on the air. Weren't you in here in studio that day?
When you talked about you coming out with a gun?
Yeah, out with a 357 and a shotgun, and immediately would turn around like there was someone on the roof, even if there wasn't, like, I'm going to shoot you if you're up there. And I was prepared to shoot.
The only thing about that, something I forgot to mention last time you said that is technically illegal to come out brandishing the weapon. Like, you can have
it
on you. If you brandish it like that, that is illegal.
Wow, I was just joking.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
So it, with that lady, she needs to have it in her purse or somewhere where she knows exactly where it is, where she can get it in a split second. And she can even have her hand on it in the purse, but she can't have it out like clearing corners.
Okay, so that's funny. Yeah. So why not? Oh, so you can be the next person. So you can be that next, you know, perpetrator's victim.
No,
is that
it's
the right
just,
word?
It's, I mean, how is the police officer, if a police officer just saw you coming out and you have a weapon on you like that, how is he going to know?
He'd think you're crazy.
Well, is he going to know?
Well, that's
that
the problem.
Not...
There was no police around. It was down in Pleasant Grove, okay, back in the 90s.
The second you pull a weapon, whether it's outside and not on someone or on someone, before you ever actually fire, you can be held legally responsible for just being able to pull it. Pulling it right there, if you don't have correct intent or a legit reason to do it, you can. It's a, I think it's a misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm. I'd take a misdemeanor rather than a death sentence.
Yeah, it's the old saying.
Seriously.
It's better to be carried
by. I get what you're saying.
You know, have you ever been in a shootout?
Didn't I just tell you I run? Did I
Oh, you do run. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So no, you haven't.
I grew up in New York.
No, I've not been in a shootout.
It's scary, okay? I'm here to tell you. It's a life changer.
I am sure. That's why I try to avoid those situations. Yep. And really, the focus is to help people avoid that at work right now.
Yes,
so.
Let's get back on top.
Let's get back
right?
on that, yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, clearly, yes, having the gun in her purse, she gets that. Mm-hmm. And I think the whole staff for this person understands that. It's not something that's advertised or talked about a lot, but it is. She recognizes, I know how to use it. I have a license. I know how to shoot. I practice. I have no intention of brandishing it. It's for me to feel safe. I put it in my purse. It's locked away. When I'm leaving, I have it. I have my hand on it. I'm ready if somebody should accost me. Mm-hmm. But again, you got to know the policies, right? So if you have a policy that has zero tolerance, you can't have that thing, right?
Correct.
Then, of course, you have people who, I love my friend Daniel's tool, which is a pen and a weapon at the same time. It's also knowing and having those things available. How can I use that if I'm truly being threatened, right? And then it's, you know, speak up, say something.
Yeah, but Daniel's an MMA guy, or not MMA, sorry. He's a
martial artist.
Martial artist. Yes. He's got hold belts in three different martial arts systems. So he's able to protect himself.
Oh, but you know what? Actually, even if you're not a martial artist, just knowing what those areas of the body are that are the quickest and most vulnerable for you are
very
important.
Simple.
And they're very simple.
Eyes.
The eyes are for sure.
The eyes and the
groin, neck.
Knee
is a huge one if you're going to stomp on the knee.
Yeah, yeah.
But the eyes, like if you have a pen, just a regular pen, if you have to get it out, go directly for the eyes.
Yeah, but then you got to get real close to them.
So that's
what about
in
a
worst
taser?
Case.
Can you carry a taser? Is that still, is that?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, the taser, again, companies probably have policies around that.
Yeah.
We have a zero tolerance around that. So
you can't have a taser.
You wouldn't have a taser, but you could keep it in your car, right?
And pepper spray.
And pepper spray. Yeah. Yep, pepper spray, things of that nature.
And one of those screaming things that lets off a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
On.
Yeah. 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 Those are fantastic. I think those are absolutely excellent things, and you can bring that into your office.
Well, and isn't it important to, if you see something, to say something campaign? Isn't there a campaign like that?
There is. There's actually a federal campaign around that. And it's all focused on how to get people aware of terrorism, aware of things that, you know, just looking in your community, what's off. And I think it applies to work, right? So at work, we often say what happens at work, right? It's confidential. Nobody's going to talk about it. But in California, for example, they've actually passed legislation to allow companies, when asked in the background check process, in a reference process, hey, you know, you said this person's not eligible for rehire. Is that related to any sort of sexual harassment? They've now made it, protected that disclosure so that you can say to another employer, yes, I'm not hiring this person back because they were accused and we investigated a sexual harassment claim.
That's good.
And that's good. So think about that. That helps to ensure, hopefully, that person doesn't get to go to a new clean area and start that behavior again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's important. That's a part of that, you know, see something, say something. A lot of times employees don't know what to say. And you have no idea the number of cases that go unreported around this type of violence because, well, people are embarrassed, right? You also have people who just say, hey, I don't know what to do with it. Who do I report it to? Why do I report mm-hmm. it? What's my employer going to do about this? Right. Yeah. And so it is about making sure companies understand how to, one, train their employees to respond when they see something mm-hmm. and take appropriate action.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you will create this unhealthy and unsafe environment. And OSHA really requires us to have safe workplaces for our employees.
Hmm. Well, good stuff. Really good stuff. All right. Well, I guess we're going to go to break unless you want to say something else. Anything else you want us, our listeners, to know about this?
I think the most important thing for listeners to know is every single person's responsibility to make sure they're saying something about those things that they see so we can stop that type of abusive mm-hmm. or violent behavior and protect each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good stuff. Rosalie Robinson, always a pleasure. We've got lots more coming up. Daniel Tagg is going to be talking about exercising with elastic bands. And then I want to ask him about some moves that I saw on Women's Health, whether or not they're good. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. He wakes up in the morning.
Does his teeth bite? Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Hi, I'm Laravel Bundy for PETA. Every summer, thousands of dogs die from heat stroke after being left alone in hot cars. The inside of a car can reach 100 degrees in minutes, even in the shade with the window slightly open. Keep your dog cool and safe this summer. Never leave them in unattended hot cars. If you see a dog alone in a car during warm weather, call the humane authorities, the police, or do whatever is necessary to get the dog out. His or her life may depend upon it. Thank you.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. There's just one thing.
You see, we want to sing it with me, ever, do a duet. Here's my favorite part coming up. And I think of it when I read. You can go to iHeart.
Do it.
I'll do it after the song. Hold on.
But we're going to take the beginning of this song.
I'm going to take the beginning of this song.
And do it.
Oh, my gosh. Everyone. Can you sing this song, Rosalie? Can you sing?
No, I can't sing. Only in my shower I can sing.
Everybody thinks that black people can sing. You know that, right?
They also think black people can play
can
basketball.
Dance, too, and play basketball.
And they all love watermelon. What the hell? Come on.
Oh, my gosh, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. I've got Daniel Tagg and Rosalie Robinson in studio with me. But I want to let you know first that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter. Or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. Every time I read that, I think of that song where Tina Turner says, and we're going to take the beginning of this song. Because I'm talking so fast. Oh, my gosh. But a big shout-out to our sponsors, Sun Warrior, such a great company. It is a premium, all-natural, raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant... You're screwing me up.
Okay, come on.
Plant-based protein powder and supplements. And I actually brought two of my favorite products of theirs that I take daily now. The Super Greens, it's called Sun Warrior Ormus. Super Greens, it's a probiotic green superfood. It's all natural, soy-free, 100% organic, no sugar added, gluten-free, but it's got over 2 billion probiotics in every serving. I throw it in my smoothie, so I get my greens every day. Oh. You know, like your greens.
I didn't see that one. I had the other one.
And then, back to school's coming up. So Sun Warrior has a product called Silver Immune Shield. It's got natural fulvic acid and 50 parts per million of sonic silver, which, of course, is an immune booster and shield. And then it's got, I'm going to tell you, like, just probably, if I didn't count them, but like 50 different minerals in their proprietary blend that absolutely helps with so many things. People forget they need minerals. Mm-hmm. You know, you always think of vitamins and you say minerals, but do we really know there's like so many trace minerals that our body that are essential for good health? So I encourage you to check it out at sunwarrior.com. And of course, the H-Hemp Company, use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. I use H-Hemp. I love it. I use a little spray in the morning, a couple drops. I actually am out of the lemon. I need to order some. You ordered some the other day, didn't you, Diamond? I think you told me you did anyway. But it's made with only premium hemp cannabinoid genetics, not hemp used for seeds, protein, or rope. And it's really good. So I encourage you to go to the to hemp.com. It's Honest Hemp. .com.
Oh, honesthemp.com.
Okay, and then Sunlight and Infrared Sauna. I was in my sauna this morning. I did the weight loss one this morning. And, you know, it's not that I really want to lose that much weight. I just have a little bit of body fat that I'm holding on to, Daniel. And you're a great person to talk to about that. What do you think causes? I mean, there's probably several different things that cause it, but
yes.
Your body to hold on to body fat. But what are some of the top reasons?
Top reasons would be metabolism as we get older. Water retention, which would be maybe drinking too much wine, too many things that are having carbs. Yeah, having too many carbs in general will retain water weight, and that's a very quick way to put on more water weight. It's very easy to lose if you're packing on weight really quick, within days. Mm-hmm. It's probably water weight, which means you probably are having too high of a carb intake.
Okay, or stress. Mm. Stress is a
stress
huge one.
Stress is huge. It really is.
That's the number one, I think.
It causes inflammation. Yeah, you retain more water. There's all kinds of stuff with stress, for sure. Those are the most common ones.
Well, and I wanted to get this out there. It is the H-Hemp Company.
It is H-Hemp.
So H-Hemp, H-Hemp.com. And, of course, Paleo Magazine. Visit them at PaleoMagOnline.com to find a store near you and pick up a copy. And the Wellbeing Journal. I was reading mine this morning in my Sunlight and Sauna and actually going over an article, The Reappraisal of Vaccines. Astounding article.
Yeah, he's coming on.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'll just tell you that.
What's the story on the vaccine?
Oh, God. You don't even want to get me started. I could talk for weeks about this subject. I am getting very well educated on it. And
so we're saying they're good or bad.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm afraid to even say, because if you say something against it, I mean, there's such a hate fest going on social media on anyone who is anti-vaccine.
I think it's especially like my age group right now. All of my friends are getting married and having kids.
Yeah, having kids.
And so every day I'm seeing people sharing like, vaccinate your kids, don't be an idiot, or it's like,
you got a baby that's an hour old and you're injecting it with B virus, you know, vaccine,
right,
when the mother doesn't have, you know, hepatitis, the baby, I'm sorry, you know what? There'd be a cold day in hell before I'll ever, when I gave my children, I did give them vaccines. I gave them one at a time, but I was lucky. At that time I wasn't working. I had the time and the money to do that. But most mothers don't. They don't. Mm-hmm. They don't have that kind of time. Mm-hmm. And to pay for a doctor's visit every single time, because, you know, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Right.
I can say it again. There is no way if my babies were little, I would vaccinate them.
Right.
I wouldn't. Maybe a couple. But when you start reading the facts, mm-hmm. it's shocking. It's shocking. Mm-hmm. And I'm afraid to even actually talk about it right now on the air because the people that are pro-vaccine.
Talking about it?
Yeah. I
was going to say the people that are talking about it. I mean, it's just scary.
Yeah. They come up dead, some of them.
Yeah. So.
Like, seriously.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's no joke.
Yeah. No joke. I'm not joking. It's very scary. And there's a lot of money. There's a lot of money behind it.
Right.
You know, a lot of money behind it. And it is scary to even talk about, which is one of the reasons I don't talk about it. I'm going to have some people on and they can talk about it. So I'm serious. I'm afraid. I really am. It's an incredibly powerful subject. And if you read that article, let me just say this. Your eyes will be opened. It's from the
Wellbeing Journal. She grabbed it.
What issue is it?
It's part of the Big Pharma, right? So that's the issue.
Of
Volume
course.
27, number one, January, February 2018.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. It's an excellent issue. I think you can order back issues of it. But
yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, go to the wellbeingjournal.com to get, older copies
of it. Well, and the new issue coming out this month is another article on vaccines. That's who we're having on in a couple weeks.
I might even have his book in studio right now.
Yeah. His name's Dr. Tom Cowan or Cohen.
Oh, he's a different one. I've got Richard Moskowitz. He's a medical doctor. And I mean, if you start reading about it, your eyes are going to be wide open. And if you have children or you're having children, you definitely need to be aware. I was one of the lucky ones because of the way I did it. And like my daughter, I did everything I could to prevent my daughters from getting the MMR shot until after the age of 3. But I think they start at 18 months, if I'm not mistaken. And the HPV, oh my gosh, it's just... Like it's such an incredible, vast subject, and once you know the facts, like I said, you're going to rethink it.
Well, I think that's the big thing is people. As long as you are educated, then you can at least make an educated decision
whether you
do it or not. It's the people that are saying no, don't do it, and they have no education, or the people saying yes, do it, and they have no education. It comes down to just educate yourself, then make an informative decision.
Yeah,
right.
And make sure you're going to legit places to educate yourself. That's
absolutely
another big one.
Right. So, so check it out. Check out that article if you would, if you're interested in that. I think it would behoove you if you have children because you can't take it back.
Right.
You know, you just can't take it back, some of the injuries. So anyway, I don't know how we got on that, but I'm glad we did. Now I'm scared to death, Daniel. You're going to have to protect me.
No, we can do that.
So Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center. He is certified in orthokinetics and the biomechanics of resistance training. He is a licensed massage therapist and holds belts in 3 different martial arts systems. And he was a wildland firefighter. Daniel Tagg is talking today about exercising with elastic bands. You know, I pulled mine out just a couple of weeks ago. Tina used to warm me up with these bands before every workout, and I kind of forgot about them.
Right.
And so let's talk about this. So what are some of the benefits to working out with bands?
Benefits are, one of the main reasons is that there's no inertia. You can't really get the big swing that you would get with like free weights or even certain machines. That would be a big benefit. And then you're also, it could be much safer than weights for the most part. There's some things that can go wrong with bands, but if you drop it on your toe, you're not going to drop it on your toe. You're not going to get so much weight that you can't get it off you type thing. They're a lot more affordable than weights, and you can take them anywhere. It's really nice. I mean, if you're traveling, if you're just at the work office, like you have stuff all in your kitchen, you can have it in your kitchen.
I forgot to show you my bands. They were on the table too. I have a black one, a green one, and a yellow one.
Okay. But I actually, it was nice getting to see a little workout area in your kitchen.
Yeah, but that's throughout, you know, I didn't take you to the back of the house, but I have stuff back there too. It's like the whole house has stuff in it.
Right.
And I think it's important if you can to remind yourself, or, you know, if you're super busy, you can drop down and do a couple of squats with a kettlebell in your bathroom before your shower or something, just to get some sort of exercise in and training to keep your muscles strong.
Yeah, it is. I actually created my own little push-up bars out of horseshoes in high school. I welded them together, and I
look
keep
at
that.
You.
Of course, you did.
Yeah, right. And so I keep those.
I just welded for fun.
Well, I was in welding class. Yeah. You know, welding in the woods. But anyways, I keep those like next to my study area. So like as I'm studying, I need like mental break. I'll go over, do some push-ups, or kind of do some stability stuff on them. And it's nice to have those little reminders of, hey, take a little second, go over, do that, then come back and do whatever you were doing.
Well, and you can mix it up. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say the convenience of the bands is the exact same thing. You can have them laying around, wrap it around something, do some rows, do some squats with them, some biceps,
okay,
triceps.
Okay, so let me show you what I'm going to come off the mic for a sec. Hold on.
Okay. So she's going to show us what she does, I'm assuming, with the bands. Yeah, with the bands.
So pretend I have bands around my ankles.
So we're pretending she has bands around her ankles.
She would have me go like this.
And she's kind of stepping back into the side. So she's going to be working hip extension there and kind of a little bit of what's called hip abduction, which is bringing your leg out. So it's working the glutes. When you're stepping back and kind of to the side like that, you're working kind of both the glute major and glute minor.
Working that booty.
Medius. Yeah, the booty.
Work the booty.
So a lot of people will also like get down in the squat and just go side to side as well. They'll kind of take little steps to the side. And then there's bands that you can actually have, like they have little like ankle braces or something that you wrap around your ankle, then you sidestep or backstep like that.
Well, then she would have me go forward.
Okay, and then she has you go forward, and now that becomes more about your hip flexion or the front part of your body, kind of those hip flexors.
Okay, then she would have me go like this.
Okay, now she's kind of lifting her knees up and kind of circling them out. Yep. So you're working hip flexion with abduction, and then she's coming in the inside, kind of working the inside of her leg, kind of the thigh area on the inside.
That was fun.
So
she just did all of that in a dress. So.
Yeah.
And you go, Burn.
Yeah. A long dress.
And so you're doing that all with some resistance, and it just adds a little bit of resistance, a little bit more than if you were just doing it against gravity, and it can be a good tool.
Well,
I'd say just don't get too extreme with the ranges.
Right, and to your point many times on the air with us, the gluteus maximus is very important because it supports your back.
It does. It's a big driver of hip extension, and if you compensate, you either go above or below that joint to compensate, and it tends to be the lower back that tends to compensate for the glute not firing as you're taking your step and going in that hip extension.
Yeah. Did you hear the story? You didn't hear the story. I don't know if I told you. I was coming up the elevator, and I always have my bags, you know? And I like carrying heavy stuff every day.
Yeah, he's real strong.
And so Chris and Boo were coming.
Chris and Boo? Who's
Chris,
Boo?
Help me out here.
Is Poo. Is it Poo or
Boo?
Poo.
Poo and Boo? And Billy the Kid, okay? And they were down in the elevators, Billy Green. And so, you know, I was like, he's like, oh, you want some help with that? I said, oh, no, it's good to carry heavy stuff every day. It keeps you strong. I was being kind of braggadocious. And then I got in the elevator and went to pick up the bag after I'd put it down, and I threw out my back.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. More coming up, everyone. Stay tuned. Daniel Tagg and Rosalie Robinson, you're listening to One Life Radio.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. It's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Rosalie Robinson in studio with me and Daniel Tagg. We're continuing our conversation with Daniel Tagg, exercising with elastic bands. Daniel Tagg is an orthokinetic specialist trainer at Telos Fitness Center, which is right next door to the iHeart Media Studios. He is certified in orthokinetics and the biomechanics of resistance training. He is a licensed massage therapist and holds belts in three different martial arts systems. And he was a wildland firefighter. I love that. I love what a man's man you are. You know, okay, I got this great quote that I just happened to run across in this new book that I bought. It's called A Beautiful Composition of Broken by R.H. Sin. But it says mature men. It says, having many women means nothing. Being able to juggle several women doesn't make you a man, but the strength and determination to love and be faithful to one does. But I thought about you when I read it.
That's huge. Yeah,
isn't that huge?
You know, people talk about that, like all these people that do, you know, heroic things on the battlefield, right? Which is huge. These people that win the Medal of Honor and all that, and not taking anything away from them because they deserve every accolade they get. But the true man is someone that stays and is a good man to their wife day in and day out for 50 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, that to me, like, even when you're doing extreme feats of bravery, you usually only last for a few moments.
Yeah.
Or a few, you know, a couple hours or something. But doing that day in and day out and being a good family man, raising your kids, taking time out of work to make sure you're being with your kids and stuff, that is something that we all need to strive for, because we all can't be the big hero that's going to save the day. But
right.
The true hero is the guy that does what he needs to be done day in and day out, year after year.
Couldn't agree with you more. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things I like about you so much, Daniel Tagg. Okay, so let's continue this topic of exercising with elastic bands. Why do they get used so much for rehab?
You know, it seems to be really more the convenience of it, really. I mean, it's again, you can't do inertia. That's the big thing, is that inertia. You can't use momentum to fling
right,
it, and it helps. It doesn't put as much stress on your joints when you have to decelerate little inertia you could do for it. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of times where they use it. And it could just simply be that the place doesn't have the room or the budget for actual machines. Because I can find tends to be machines or free weights I like a little bit better for most rehab situations than even the bands. The bands are just another tool to be used in certain circumstances, mm-hmm. right? There's drawbacks to it and pros and cons.
Well, and so it's safer to use bands, especially for rehab?
Tends to be, okay. Yes, because they can't drop it on themselves. It takes less to screw up the movement, and then they can't be flinging the weights all around.
Okay.
Yes.
And that happens a lot with free weights, doesn't it? So
yes.
What are some of the drawbacks of using bands, and are they better than free weights?
So the drawback, and we were talking about this with Lexi earlier, was she just got some bands and she said her boyfriend had, you know, was working with them and actually it came up and hit him in the face.
Oh,
so
shoot.
That is a drawback, is that if it's a worn band or something like that, it can snap and potentially hit you in the eye is the worst case scenario.
Put your eye out.
Yeah, that's worst case scenario. I've never heard of that actually happening. I'm sure it has, but I mean, so they still do have some danger to them, but just like anything. But you can mitigate that, making sure you have good bands that are new, and then making sure you're not being an idiot with them.
What are some of the signs that a band might be wearing out, and you might want to put it in recycling?
So if it starts to like fringe out, especially mm-hmm. like in the middle of it, if mm-hmm. it starts to just like have those little fringes or kind of cracks, like mm-hmm. if you've left it outside for a long period of time and it's been exposed to sun and it starts to really fade its
yeah.
color, that's another sign that it could be losing its elastile ability to where it can snap on you. And the bigger thing, the thing that I don't like to use it for certain rehabs is it doesn't have a very good strength curve, which means as your muscle gets to its shortest position is usually where it's the weakest position for the muscle. Well, the band, as it gets shorter, it gets more, gives you more and more resistance, mm-hmm. which doesn't allow you to get to that weakest part of your muscle that you really want to work while rehabbing to stabilize in your weakest position.
Okay.
And it has that drawback of, if you do want it to get, you know, just to your strength curve to where you can handle but get to your end range, that means at the beginning of the range, there's virtually no weight to it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. That's probably the thing that I dislike about them the most, is that at the beginning of the movement, there's pretty much nothing. At the end of the movement, there could be way too much.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest drawback for me. And then it's hard to do like a chest press or kind of an overhead press movement with them. More chest press would be, and triceps are harder.
Well, and we're talking about two different types of bands too, because the bands that I have are the small ones, like the, I'm going to say, if you, you know what I'm talking about? So you, there's different kinds, right? There's the ones.
There's like the ones with the handles.
And the ones with the handles are generally the ones that I'm talking about. You're talking about the ones where you could just put them around your legs and start to move, but they don't have handles.
Right.
Those are good for more the leg and the stepping like you're doing.
Right.
The general overall workout, you could have more variety with the ones with the handles. So mm-hmm. usually when I'm talking about the ones with the handles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
I'm glad we clarified that.
That is
because
actually
I forgot
very good.
That there's like two different kinds, and I have both, but I don't know. My bands, I have them on my, actually have them. I don't know if you saw them on my staircase,
I actually did see them there. They're hanging there.
Just in case.
I did see them.
Just in case. You never know when somebody comes in. So I'm curious about the long ones. You know, like, you ever see the rolls that you just cut off a piece and you tie a knot on either end and it creates the band?
Yeah.
Yes, I have. And those, just because you're cutting into them and you're potentially fraying the ends, if you don't hook up the handles and stuff, it could potentially wear out a little bit quicker.
Mm.
I don't know how much I would trust those. But again, it can be a good tool, just making sure that it's done correctly.
Yeah.
And I think overall, dumbbells would probably be an overall better option if you had the choice of mm-hmm. bands versus dumbbells, because you can just do a lot more with dumbbells. You have a more consistent weight fighting against gravity than you would have with the bands. But the bands are just like anything else. It's a tool, and it can mm-hmm. be a great tool if used in the right scenarios.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's all kinds of things you can do with them.
You can
put them under your feet. Like I have mine hanging there because I have them. I do this with them.
Okay, so she's getting out. Down. They're hanging right there, and she's pulling out and kind of she's doing like reverse flies, working
smacking
the back
the
part
microphone.
Of her shoulder.
Yeah, like reverse flies.
Yeah,
exactly.
And if you put them right there and they're like basically shoulder width, you can do your rows, you can turn around, you can do chest press, even though it's a little awkward because it kind of wraps around your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
If you have them a little higher and behind you, you can kind of go overhead with doing some triceps.
Oh, yeah.
You can stand on them and do biceps with them, which is, I think, what Lexi's boyfriend was doing from your motion. That's the most common. And you can stand on them also and use it as a squat resistance as you come up.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So I'll go
but
more
better
into
with
this.
Weights, I think.
I wrote an outline for doing a travel program with these bands, so I'll go more into the technique of how to use them. But it's just like anything else. It can be a good tool, or it could be something potentially that's not good for you.
Daniel
just
Tag.
All how you use it.
Daniel Tag, always a pleasure. Rosalie Robbins, same there, sister. It's been a great show. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.